Just about every team in every sport gets wins, at least a couple, even during a down season. But a win against a top-flight program? Well, that doesn't happen just every day. In March of 1982, the Chillicothe boys basketball team hit the hardwood to defend their 1981 state championship. The Hornets had graduated some talent from the previous year, but had enough talent to be 23-5 heading into the semifinal game of the state tournament. Their opponent? The renowned St. Louis Vachon basketball team. Chillicothe had played some tough teams during the season, including Raytown, Blue Valley, Kansas, Rockbridge, and others. The Hornets were the state tournament Cinderella team with a one-point overtime win in the first round over Kansas City Lincoln and a two-point win in the quarterfinals over a good Carrollton team. But Vachon, that was a different story. They weren't just a good team from Missouri. They were reportedly nationally ranked in high school basketball. The Hornets took the floor under the guidance of their mastermind coach, Rich Fairchild. He used just a handful of players in the contest, led by Mitch Parrish with 25 points, Stu Frizzell with 12, Neil Serber with 11, and Matt Parrish with 10. Kelly Mason had 3, and that was enough for a 61-53 upset over the powerful Vachon team. Unfortunately, Chillicothe couldn't repeat that performance in the finals. They lost to Logan Rogersville 61-57 for second place. Vachon would have to wait 16 seasons for a rematch. Vachon traveled to Chillicothe for a Saturday afternoon game in the Fieldhouse in December of 1997. Vachon would fare no better, losing to the Hornets again when a half-court shot at the buzzer by Vachon failed, and Chillicothe again won 50-49. To this date, Chillicothe is undefeated against Vachon High School. With KCHI Local Sports, I'm Randy Dean.